Freshup P&A has been a passion project of mine for probably the last 7 years, and it really focuses on business and financial transformation, specifically six key pillars: people, process, and partnership, which is the foundation level of any financial transformation. Think of it as the foundation of a house. And then the other three P's are platform, performance, and profit optimization. So I do business and financial transformation consulting, strategic advising, thought leadership, specifically around those key pillars. I started my first seven, eight years of my career in accounting, and then I switched to FP&A and finance and more forward looking. So, but I've been in accounting, finance, FP&A space for over 17 years. And I think the challenges is it's a very saturated market in terms of like people and like value proposition. So I think that's like a challenge. The other challenge is just reach. I think any business has that challenge with just reach and connection to people. Opportunities, I think, is just, you know, as businesses are starting to understand that those six key pillars that I mentioned around financial transformation are really important. I think they're looking at advisors and people that really have done that. And I think throughout my career, I've literally built those pillars at a lot of different organizations. Startup to scale up to exit is really the key value proposition I focus on. I've been part of the AICPA Financial Planning and Analysis Planning Committee for like the last 7 years. So part of me attending Engage was that the finance element of the conference actually rolled up into Engage. So I was on the planning committee, plus I had two presentations that I was presenting on. One was artificial intelligence and machine learning's application in accounting, finance, FP&A. And the second one was CFO's guide to people and performance optimization. What did I get out of it? I think what I got out of it is connection. That was number one, connecting. Number two was bringing some new people actually to the conference. So I actually had a chance to bring Terrell Turner, who is a founder of TL Turner Group and Business Talk Library, getting him there to get to network. I would say those are really the things I want to get out of it. I think a lot of the leadership, so some of the conference sessions around like leadership and empathy and just being a better overall leader and just community advocate, I think were some of the biggest takeaways that I took away from it. A lot of the leadership principles, being more open to diversity, equity, inclusion, so the DEI kind of stuff, those were definitely things that I definitely put immediately, and some of the ESG things as well. A lot of the data that I'm looking at, inflation, gas prices, GDP, a lot of different things that I'm looking at are, I think it's not, I'm not at that stage yet to say if it's going to improve or decline yet. I think we're at this like fork in the road where it could go a little different ways. I definitely think over the summertime, with it being peak travel season, you know, things are, you know, back to what it was pre-pandemic. So I'm hoping things will improve in the fall, but I really want to give it to the summer, the next couple of months, to really see. So right now, I don't really have like a crystal ball that would say it's going to improve or it's going to decline. I'm at like that middle fork in the road to still look at some of the data of the next couple of months to see how it's trending, to really provide an opinion on that. So clients that I work with, particularly in SaaS businesses, retail SaaS businesses, they're growing like crazy. Insurance, still, those companies are growing like crazy. Some of my clients that I'm seeing that are in specific kind of like really, really niche markets, like mortgage and real estate, those are really, really doing bad. I think you've seen a lot of the mortgage companies that are having massive amounts of layoff, and that's directly tied to the reduce of loans right now because interest rates are crazy. So I think also interest rates and the whole housing market is stabilizing, because like we went through a whole year and a half where, you know, the housing market was ridiculous, and it was ridiculous at a premium. So I think a lot of course correcting are happening in that. I think what I'm helping do to protect my clients is just really thinking about what are those 3, 6, 8, 12 month strategies and tactics that you need to be implementing right now. And like, what do you need to be thinking about? I think there's so many, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of macro noise. There's a lot of micro noise in terms of like indicators. So for me, it's like really telling my clients to like, you know, knowing their business and saying like, here are the four things you need to be tracking from a customer perspective, from a people perspective, from a market perspective over the next like 3, 6, and 9 months. Because I think it's too early to say a lot of these indicators are setting a trend. I think there needs to be more data, more months, more weeks, more days to go through it and see how things are performing. But that's how I'm helping keep my clients ahead of the game, by like really keeping them informed and laser focused on these lagging and leading indicators from a macro and micro perspective.